WF House presents an unabridged recording of We Run the Tides by Vindola Vida, narrated by Marin Ireland.
Why must a girl pay so dearly for her least escape from routine? Why could one never do a natural thing without having to screen it behind a structure of artifice? Edith Wharton, The House of Mirth. 1984 to 1985. Chapter 1. We are 13, almost 14, and these streets of Sea Cliff are ours. We walk these streets to our school perched high over the Pacific, and we run these streets to the beaches, which are cold, windswept, full of fishermen and freaks. We know these wide streets and how they slope, how they curve toward the shore, and we know their houses. We know the towering brick house where the magician Carter the Great lived. He had a theater inside, and his dining room table rose up through a trap door. We know that Paul Kantner from Jefferson Starship lived, or maybe still does live, in the house with the long swing that hangs above the ocean. We know that the swing was for China, the daughter he had with Grace Slick. China was born the same year we were, and whenever we pass the house, we look for China on the swing. We know the imposing salmon-colored house that had a party at which masked robbers appeared. When a female guest wouldn't relinquish her ring, they cut off her finger. We know where our school tennis instructor lives, dark blue Tudor, decorated with cobwebs every Halloween. Where the school's dean of admissions lives, white house with black gate. Both are women. Both are wives. We know where the doctors and lawyers live, and where the multi-generation San Franciscans live, the kind of people whose family names are associated with mansions and hotels in other parts of the city. And most important, because we are 13 and attend an all-girls school, we know where the boys live. We know where the tall boy with webbed feet lives. Sometimes we watch Bill Murray movies with him and his friends at his house on Seaview Terrace and marvel at the way the boys can recite all the lines the way we know every word of The Outsiders. We know where the boy lives who breaks my necklace one day by the beach. It's a silver chain my mother gave me, and he pulls it violently and I run from him. We know where the boy lives who comes to my house the day I get a canopy bed and, mistaking it for a bunk bed, climbs up and breaks it. It's never properly fixed, and from then on the four posts tilt west. We suspect this boy and his friends are responsible for writing in the
sample complete. Ready to continue?